Mahmud's Diary, July 17, 1912, New York. In the morning, Abdu'l-Bahá said, "The holding of last night's meeting was done with wisdom, and it produced great love. The marriage of the Baha'is was also performed according to Christian rites, so that the world may know that the people of Baha are not confined by trivial customs, that they respect all nations and their peoples, that they are free from all prejudices and associate with all religions with utmost peace and happiness." He then said, "My discourses in various gatherings have been founded on principles that are in conformity with reality as well as with the utmost wisdom. For instance, I say that the foundation of all divine religions is the same, and that the prophets are the dawning places of truth. No one can take exception or say that the principles of the prophets and the truth of their teachings are different. Then I state that the basic teachings of Baha'u'llah are universal peace, the oneness of humanity, prohibition of execration and calumny, association with the followers of all religions in harmony, and unity of nations, of races, and of governments, and such like. I ask, did any of these principles exist in former books and religions? At the end of the talk, I say that the laws of the divine religions are of two kinds. The first deals with spiritual verities, which are one and the same in all religions. The other with laws which exchange according to the exigency of the time. For example, it is written in the Torah that if one breaks the teeth of another, his teeth must also be broken. And if one blinds the eyes of another, his eyes must also be blinded. For the sake of $1, the thief's hand was to be cut off. Now, can such laws be permitted and enforced in this age? Surely no one can say it is permissible. In this way, all answers to important questions have been elucidated perfectly, and none can deny them or protest against them."